USA Radio News.
Well, we've been doing our Black Friday for years and years and years, and we love that. It's kind of a girls' trip for us normally, but this year we stayed local and just kind of trying something new.
Just one of the millions of Americans out shopping on Black Friday. Now, if you're not interested in Black Friday or that's not your thing, tomorrow is Small Business Saturday, and then Monday is Cyber Monday. President Trump threatens to close the U.S. border with Mexico if the situation starts spiraling out of control. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
President Trump threatening to close the U.S. border with Mexico if the caravan situation becomes uncontrollable. Trump telling reporters he will close down the border if people start getting hurt or if it appears law enforcement is going to lose control.
The president also tweeted, Republicans and Democrats must now come together with a major border security package. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
President Trump and Chief Justice John Roberts seem to have a different opinion on judges. The president believes if a judge was appointed by someone that it is their judge, i.e. an Obama judge, a Bush judge, or even a Trump judge. Roberts, on the other hand, believes every judge is doing the best of their ability and we have an independent judiciary, which is something that he is thankful for. Holly Turner is the CEO of Stampede Consulting. She was on Fox News talking about the Ninth Circuit Court.
There's some discussion of breaking up the Ninth Circuit. It is very large. It covers a very large geographic area of the United States. And ultimately, we just need to appoint more judges there that uphold the Constitution. Judges that want to interpret the Constitution from it, the meaning, from what it means when it was written by our founders of this country. And that's the fundamental difference between Republicans and Democrats. Democrats think that the Constitution is a living, breathing document. Republicans don't.
Trump did say he still does have a great deal of respect for Chief Justice Roberts. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Several current or incoming House Democrats are releasing a letter opposing Nancy Pelosi for Speaker of the House. Pelosi is a House Minority Leader and former Speaker who hopes to get the job again. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Sean Duffy joins Fox News and talks about the process and what we can expect moving forward regarding the next Speaker of the House.
Next week, Democrats all meet to elect a leadership. And so it's not actually when they get to the floor. So next week, they'll have a vote, I think next Wednesday.
Okay.
And though you just need a majority of your Democrats in the conference to actually win, you actually need 218 to win on the House floor. So we'll know next week if Nancy Pelosi has the votes or not. But we have this great American concept that you actually give up power, right? It goes back to George Washington.
Right.
He gave up power after two terms.
Duffy also believes Pelosi may have some issues with the new incoming Democrats.
You had a lot of young, first-time Democrats run for office, and Republicans were running ads that the first way you're going to take is to vote for Nancy Pelosi, and those Democrats said, no, I'm not going to vote for Nancy.
Right.
The first vote they'd take on the House floor would be to roll back that promise they made to their constituents would be very, very difficult. So I think it's a hard hurdle for Nancy Pelosi to get over to become a speaker. And by the way, the Democrat Party is pulling apart at the seams right now.
Right.
They can't figure out how to go forward, whether it's with Nancy or someone else. Are they going to track to the center, or are they going to go hardcore left?
Mm-hmm.
It could be kind of a mess at the start of this next Congress.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.